This is Voice of His Baby.
Good morning. I am Dr. Srikanth, Professor of Ophthalmology, Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth. My talk today is about eye donation. Let us not be blind to the corneal blindness. Shakespeare rightly said, "Eyes are indeed the windows to our soul." Eyesight is one of the most precious among all senses, and impairment of vision is considered to be the most profound disability. Blindness is one of the major public health problems in the developing countries. Among the causes of blindness, corneal blindness ranks as the second most common cause of vision loss. This particularly is common among children and adults. This corneal blindness among children and adults results in loss of productivity and manpower and puts enormous strain on the family and as well as the country. Hence, the need of the hour is to tackle corneal blindness enthusiastically. So, what can be done to tackle corneal blindness? Right now, there is a wide gap between the demand and availability. The number of people with corneal blindness is increasing, but it is not matched by the amount of corneal tissue available. So, the need of the hour is to educate the people to be aware of the benefits of eye donation. So, who can donate the eyes? Anybody, for that matter, can donate the eyes. So, when the dead person's eyes are donated, the corneal tissue alone is removed, and this will restore sight from 2 to 4%, depending upon the type of procedures. So, what we should do about it? So, when we want to donate our eyes, when we want the corneas of our eye to be used after we die, we should take a pledge and inform the nearest kin that after my death, please donate my eyes to the concerned eye bank. Pledging of the eyes is a noble act which ensures that your eyes live beyond your death, and it restores the sight of two needy persons. This is a purely voluntary act, and anybody can donate, irrespective of the age and gender. Those who have been wearing spectacles, those who have suffered from diabetes, hypertension, asthma, or any other disease can also donate. This noble act from each and every one of our family will soon eradicate people with corneal blindness. There are many myths and misconcepts associated with eye donation. One is that it will cause disfigurement of the dead person's face. That is wrong. So once the eye is removed, the same area will be packed with an artificial shell and the eyes will be closed. So it does not cause disfigurement. The other common myth associated with it is if we donate the eyes after our death, in the next birth we will be born without the eyes. That is also a totally wrong concept. So, these type of misconcepts have resulted in many people refusing to donate the eyes. So, our duty today is to take a pledge that we will donate our eyes after our death instead of that being burnt or buried. We should also motivate our nearest kin to donate the eyes after their death. It should become a family habit and family tradition. The same thing has happened in this tiny country of Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka was the supplier of corneas to the whole world because of their religious practices, they have been supplying ice even now. So India, with the large people with corneal blindness, can take a cue from the people of Sri Lanka and come forward to donate the ice. Thank you.
You are listening to Voice of SBV.